A reading from Acts 2, verses 1 through 15. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there was devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, They are all filled with new wine." Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning.
My favorite line in like the scripture, I think, in all of the Bible. They're not drunk because it's only early in the morning. It's only 9 o'clock. Well, by now, you probably realize that Marquise, Molly, Micah, and I just got off an airplane some 30-ish hours ago. We barely know day from night. We've been sleeping and waking at all sorts of strange hours, but it's Pentecost, and there's nothing that could keep me away. 2 years ago, I was stuck in Prague, and I wrote my whole Pentecost sermon, and I was so sad not to be with you. So this time, I knew, I don't care if it's like 3 o'clock in the morning to me, I am coming to church, and I am celebrating one of my favorite days. So much imagery, we talked about that. It's both a figurative and visual imagery. You can see it around the church. We love to wear red to feel the expression of that day. I just didn't want to miss it, and I didn't want to miss you anymore. So I don't know what time it is, but I'm here, and I'm happy. I'm happy because you're here. And even though we had this incredible, exhausting time together, the most important thing is that we get to be together with all of you. So we've got some stories that will last us until at least the next time we pull our passports out. That's the thing about traveling, isn't it? Every adventure is a story to be told. Now, we figured that that was true even when we couldn't figure out the words to the story. Technically, we did 3 countries in under 3 weeks. So that's 3 different languages, 3 different cultures. It wasn't my first time in Asia, but I spent most of my time closer to the west, where Turkey, where Europe and Asia meet, Israel and Jordan. And until this past trip, farthest east I'd gotten was Dubai. But you might also say Australia. That's pretty east, too. Not exactly the same continent, but you get my point. It was far away. We were far away geographically. We were far away culturally. It was sometimes as though we were in a different world. Yes, people spoke English. I'd intentionally tried to find some hotels that had English speakers. But more than once, we found ourselves feeling foreign, very foreign. As motorbikes enveloped us like loud buzzing bees swarming all around us, parting us as we tried to just wade our way through the streets, They told us, just walk with intention. Don't stop in the middle, otherwise they'll hit you. Just walk straight. So we just did, and they went all around us. There were sights and sounds. There was filled with markets filled with fruits and vegetables, animals. I learned about forbidden fruit. Can you show me this one, Jamie? The forbidden fruit is not the apple. It turns out the forbidden fruit is the durian. It's sold on streets, but it is forbidden. Next slide. It is forbidden in hotels and banks. Here we go. Where's my? It literally says, like, no durian. Do not bring this into our hotel. I tried it, though. It was pretty good. I tried it with some sticky rice and some, it was sweet and delicious. But it was a different world. The sounds, the sights, the smells, the people. We experienced these completely different cultures. But something about it reminded me about how I felt the first time I really left this country. For a while. You'll remember. It was my sabbatical. I'd been out of the country before, but I'd never really experienced living in a different culture until I went on my sabbatical. I will never forget the moment that I knocked on that metal door. It was dark. I was tired. 10 hours earlier, I had boarded a plane, saying goodbye to everything that was familiar and safe. And now, here I was, walking silently behind my driver, who, thank God, had met me with a sign with my name on it at the airport. Didn't kill me swerving around the streets of Guatemala. And through broken English, introduced me to my first glimpse of his country. And now he was carrying my luggage through the dark street, up a series of stairs, past sleeping street dogs, to the door of the place I would soon call mi casa. Kept wondering, why didn't I just get a hotel? Even looking back, I think, why didn't I start in a hotel and then move into the house? But nope. Knock, knock, knock. Toca, toca, toca. Bienvenidos, she said. ¿Cómo estás? Espero que tengas un buen tiempo aquí. Estamos muy felices que estás aquí. Ven acá, pasa adentro. ¿Cómo fue tu viaje? ¿Estás nerviosa? ¿Estás cansada? ¿Me entiendes? Bueno, no problema. Aquí está tu habitación. ¿Necesitas algo? ¿Hablas español? ¿Cómo? ¿Qué? Huh? I didn't understand a thing. There I stood in this cramped, dark hallway. My only link to the English-speaking world, albeit broken English, had just walked out of my life, and now this beaming woman spoke to me in what was no more lucid than gibberish at what appeared to be a million miles a moment. And I wondered, is this really a good idea? Gosh, I could see that all so clearly in my mind. I could barely see inside this dark room. I couldn't understand anything. I'd had a little high school Spanish at that point, but that was like 20 years earlier. I couldn't imagine what I was thinking. Total immersion. This is what I decided to do on my sabbatical. I remember my other friends were doing these like wonderful, luxurious things, and I decided I would spend 5 days a week in school living in a Guatemalan home. And in that moment, I said, why? Why didn't I do one of those cool train experiences? It all sounded so good when I booked this at home. But if I couldn't learn the language when I was young, what made me think I could learn it now? What the heck was this lady saying? She opened the door partway into the room. I realized very quickly the only reason why she only opened it partway was because that was how far the door would go. It bumped into the bed. There wasn't enough clearance to open it wide. The room was half the size of my office here. I shimmied through sideways, stuffing my suitcase through the doorway. A bare bulb hung from a ceiling of draped purple cloth, which swallowed up the light before it had a chance to shine. I took a deep breath. It was my room. Small, dark, and foreign, but it was mine. I didn't have to share it with anybody. And this was an improvement, I reminded myself, upon past vacations, where I'd stayed in hostels with dozens of people in a room. Sí, fue la verdad. Yo tuve un lugar para dormir, pero todavía no entendí nada. La mujer me habló, pero yo no comprendí casi una cosa que ella me dijo. ¿Qué estuvo diciendo? No tuve ningún idea. Yeah, I had a place to sleep, but I didn't understand a thing. The lady spoke to me, but I couldn't understand barely a word she said. I didn't have an idea. ¿Quieres ver la casa? Ella me preguntó. ¿El baño está allá? Want to see the house, she said. I muddled my way through. She showed me the bathroom. If I had any doubts, now I knew that I was not in the U.S. of A. No hay agua después de las 9 en la noche hasta las 5 en la mañana. Now, this was a very important piece of information, had I understood it. She just told me that there wasn't any water after 9 p.m. at night until about 5 o'clock in the morning. I would later learn the challenges of what some call third world living and what happens when you get a stomach bug in the middle of the night. But for this moment, I followed along like I knew what she was talking about, but I barely had a clue. I was a stranger in a strange land. I would spend the next few weeks and months miming, mispronouncing, misinterpreting, and flat out saying things completely wrong as I maneuvered my way through the Spanish-speaking world. There were times I was scared or ashamed, embarrassed, too many moments to count when I felt stupid, struggling to find the words to express how I felt. I was mute, or worse, just a bumbling idiot. Fortunately, I know how to laugh at myself, and I did a lot of that. But I also said a lot of stupid things. And then there was this weird phenomenon that occurs even to this day, where sometimes I don't know how to say something in Spanish, but at the very same moment, I forget the word in English. So it's like I have no words. I have no language. I can't grasp onto anything. I lost the ability to communicate with words. So when Pentecost comes around, I experience it differently. Those months changed my life dramatically. I can see myself in Jerusalem that morning. I can literally see myself in Jerusalem because I have some memories in Jerusalem. But since I went on that sabbatical, I experienced a new Jerusalem, one that looks a lot more like a Spanish colonial city of Antigua. But it kind of looks like Hanoi in Vietnam or Bangkok in Thailand. I don't understand anything that anyone's saying around me. There's nothing but noise. I'm searching and searching for a familiar word, but I get nothing until this rush of the wind comes. And the Spirit's miracle breathes a new word in my soul. El milagre del Espíritu respira una palabra nueva en mi alma. So now when I imagine the gathered that morning, the market filled, the cacophony of sound. I picture myself in a foreign country. Maybe you can picture yourself in a foreign country, whether it's Vietnam or Thailand, Hong Kong, Guatemala, Cuba. I hear the sounds around me. The voice is so unfamiliar, the loud chattering. And I imagine the frustration that those felt that morning. I can feel it. That anticipation, that nervousness, will I get it? Do they understand me? Can they even see me? Straining my ears to hear harder or speak louder so that someone might figure out what I'm saying. Just imagine that morning. Un mercado lleno de la gente, a market filled with people. Todo está hablando su propia lengua. The sounds, you can hear it. Can you hear it? The frustration, the fear, the anxiety, the straining. What are they saying? No idea. The frustration, feeling lost, wondering what's happening, wondering if they're talking about you. Y entonces, algo se cambia. Nuestro Dios trabaja en las maneras misteriosas. And then something changes. Our God works in mysterious ways. What once was mere gibberish now makes sense. They could hear one another. They could understand. My Pentecostal moment wasn't exactly like that first Pentecost. And unfortunately, it didn't take place in an instant. The moment occurred over a period of time, and I don't know exactly how or when it happened, but somewhere along the way, I realized I wasn't lost anymore. I didn't feel scared or stupid. People weren't laughing at me all the time. And when someone spoke to me, I understood. And when I spoke, they understood me. And I think that's what it's all about. That's what we want, isn't it? Just to be understood, to communicate, to connect, to listen, and to feel like someone wants to listen to us. That's Pentecost. That's the Pentecost miracle. It's that moment when the Spirit works in us and connects us to another human being. We spend so much of our lives just talking gibberish, making noise, talking at people, going through life, doing our own thing, interacting with people, but not always connecting. We're like bumper cars that collide but never connect. The woman who sells you coffee in the morning, the man you pass in the park, the one with the golden retriever, the two guys that show up at 7 a.m. to mow your lawn and cut the bushes, the kids out in the street, the women who clean your homes. Who are all these people? They're in our homes. They're in our neighborhoods. They're in our families and in our pews. That brother whose political beliefs make you squirm. The aunt who got divorced, never dates. Your wife who seems so far away. Or your husband, who's often busy. The son, who you just can't relate with. The person, even in the pew, who you've sat next to the last 6 months, but never said more to than a hello in between songs. And all of us are usually speaking the same language. But you gotta wonder, are we really speaking the same language? Are we stopping to decipher what's being said? Or are we nodding, pretending we get it? Pero en la realidad, no entendemos. In reality, we just don't understand. So one thing I learned my first sabbatical all those years ago is that it's not necessarily easy to get to the Pentecostal moment. Sometimes we have to put some work into it. I think each time I travel, I find myself feeling like I just want to go home. I get where I'm going, and I want to return. I want to go back to something that's familiar. Whether it was that Guatemala, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic experience, or when we were in the Czech Republic, or just now when we were traveling in Asia, all the noise, all the traffic, all the smells, all the foreign sounds, everything being so different from what I'm used to. I want things to be like America when I go. You experience people like that? I admit it. Sometimes I'm like that. I just want to go somewhere new, but I want it to be exactly like what I know. So talk like me. Act like me. Eat like me. Sleep like me. Go to the bathroom like I go to the bathroom. Mike was right. Bathrooms in Tokyo, beyond compare. We were only there for a layover, but wow. But you kind of just want everything to be like America. Be like me. And then suddenly you realize that the world is so much bigger than me. And even when people speak different languages, there's something different that I can learn about me. It doesn't matter whether we speak a different language. We can attempt to connect. The challenge for us is not to simply connect the way we want to connect. I've learned over the years that volume doesn't really help. You just speak louder. Does anyone ever do that too? You're like, now do you understand me? I'm speaking very loud. But that's not what makes people connect. It's not easy. We're thrust into places of humility. It doesn't matter how smart we are. It matters how willing we are to connect. So no, Pentecost doesn't always come easily. But what Pentecost does is offer us an opportunity to be patient, to embrace humility, mercy, and persistence, and to be changed. The Spirit works in mysterious ways, and Pentecost is possible when we open ourselves to it, when we connect, when we allow ourselves to listen. We find that we are also able to be heard. All we have to do is open ourselves up, to risk that discomfort, to look like a fool sometimes, even fearful that someone's going to judge you. I mean, they thought those guys were drunk, right? They wrote them off as losers, incompetent, crazy. But the Spirit doesn't work for other people. It's not about what the other people think. It's about being brave enough to venture beyond our own comfort zones, to leave space for mystery, and open ourselves up to the Spirit that has space then to move right through us. The Spirit transformed those in Jerusalem that day. Nobody could believe it. The people who witnessed it couldn't fathom what was happening. But those who experienced it knew their lives would be changed forever. They were given a new ability to understand, to connect, to be heard, and yes, to speak a common language. La mujer que abrió la puerta mi primera noche en Guatemala, ella era una desconocida, pero después del Espíritu nos cambió, ella es mi familia. The woman who opened the door that first night in Guatemala, she was a stranger. But after the Spirit changed us, she became my family. I would have never imagined that the Spirit would lead me back to Guatemala with many of you. And there I would meet my husband. And there I would return to marry him. Y la mujer, that woman, you can put her up there, she became one of my bridesmaids. Who would have thought? Everything changed. And I did too. If I'd never knocked on that door and let Guatemala change my life, let the Spirit do what the Spirit does, I never would have the family I have today. That is Pentecost for you. El Espíritu me cambió. And the Spirit can transform you too. Amen.